Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, not just any Friday morning. In a time of fake news, you have an authentic radio station. It's WAMC. And officially today, the lockbox is open and rolling, and we have an immediate total to announce, $276,348. We're trying to get to $500,000 by the start of the on-air drive, which begins Monday, February 6th.
Well, David, we really do have to get there, and it is a we. All of us together, we have made this thing. I can't tell you the number of people who are writing me, coming up to me in the streets, literally crying sometimes, saying, thank God we have WAMC. We've all put it together, and we all want to keep it. Now, look, there are some very tough things coming. The Breitbart people have said the first thing that should happen is that there should be an X-ing out of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We have a $700 million budget. We get about $400,000 from the feds. We give more than twice as much to the National Public Radio. And can we make it with our wonderful audience? I have no doubt. But this is a time that we really have to get going and show that no matter what happens, even if that money disappears, that we will be together and we will continue to make this station. So, can we do it? Yes. Have we built it? Yes. Can we let it go? We could. Terrible things can happen. But if everybody says this is a place that we like to come in the morning, that we like to be all day long, that gives us Tanglewood, that gives us everything else, then this is the time. We've got to get halfway in that drive. It would be wonderful. It would be a signal to everybody that WAMC will not go away, that we will be live and well. So, anybody, please put something in the lockbox, 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Just go there and do something, whether it's $5 or $5,000. We've seen them all already. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. That's the preferred way, and put something in. Just do it.
Alan, let's turn to an editorial you noticed in the Berkshire Eagle this morning. We were talking about it just before we came on.
You know, the Berkshire Eagle has a very good editorial writer, but there is an editorial today, Facts Back State Laws on Guns. And the editorial says that Massachusetts has the lowest rate of gun deaths in the country. And it's no surprise, given it is among the toughest gun laws in the country as well. Those laws will likely come under assault in the months ahead, and state officials must be prepared to protect them, according to a report released this week by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. You know what? There's no magic about this. If you control the number of guns, then yeah, some outlaws will have guns. No two ways about it. You got to deal with them and deal with them harshly. But at the same time, if you have controls on guns and there are fewer, then fewer people just pick them up and shoot a lover or a spouse or somebody they're having an argument with on the street. No two ways about it. Hey, very impressive.
And what does that information portend as we go forward into a Trump administration?
Well, look, Trump ran on defense of gun rights, and he will continue to do that, I am sure. He has the Secret Service. Not everybody else has that.
From an editorial to an op-ed in the New York Times this morning by Ron Wyden. Why Americans care about Trump's tax returns. Unless he makes disclosures, rumor and scandal will dog his presidency.
Well, I don't think there's any question that there are many facts that we can't understand about this president because we have not seen his tax returns. He doesn't have to do it. I suspect, based on his history all along, he's not going to do it. And I think he's going to leave an awful lot of people scratching their heads and wondering whether there are more conflicts of interest here than we know about. He had somebody come out the other day, his lawyer, and explain why he didn't have to do it. The Constitution was quite clear. He didn't have to. Everybody else has. He doesn't have to. Now, every time an enterprising journalist comes up with a conflict of interest, it's going to refer back to whether or not he's telling the truth and whether or not there is going to be a way we can check whether or not he had something to do with some of these folks who want to give him money and basically want to legally bribe him. So Wyden is right. We should see the tax return. Do I think we're going to, based on his performance up to now? I don't.
Finally, Alan, a ceremony for Vice President Biden. President Obama surprised him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
That's right. With distinction, which is only once in his entire time here. Let me tell you something, folks. If you haven't gone to YouTube and looked up the portrayal of it, you have missed something. I guarantee you, you will not walk away without wet eyes.
The lockbox is open. Go to WAMC.org now to support our radio station.
David, you said a mouthful.